It's Thursday, October 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The subtle changes in the workplace to mine for opportunity, and four-day work week trials expand and offer a resource to leverage. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday, raw jobs data. Today, the subtlety of the workplace. Remote work has helped boost employment for the second largest minority group in the U.S., adults with disabilities. The labor force participation rate of workers 16 years and over with disabilities reached 23.3% in November last year, the highest since 2008. It's dipped slightly since then to 22.5% as of August, but that's still higher than it's been since 2009. The information did a return-to-office wellness check and found more satisfaction overall than at the start of the pandemic. 40% are still planning to leave their jobs in the next 2 years, though. Most respondents work on a hybrid schedule, spending between 1 and 4 days a week in the office. But nearly 40% are fully remote and much more likely to wish they were. Roughly 10% of respondents are fully back in the office. 43% are working either significantly or slightly more than they were in 2020. And with all that work, 48% feel they are more productive than they were 2 years ago. Managers and execs aren't even sure they need the same people. A UK survey comprising 5,000 knowledge workers, 750 hiring managers, and 400 senior decision makers by consultancy and digital found that people at different levels of seniority within companies have substantially different ideas about what skills are most needed. For example, 60% of chair people believe their company has enough people with software engineering skills, compared to just 42% of senior managers. Likewise, half of the managing directors think they have enough people with data analytics skills on the payroll, compared to 44% of managers. Pay transparency is rolling out further. California requires pay ranges on job ads for companies with 15 or more employees starting January 1st, joining other states and New York City on the list. Oh, and a Dutch court just ruled last month that a Florida company owed a remote worker $73,000 after it fired him for refusing to keep his webcam on. Working remotely, the man didn't feel comfortable keeping his webcam on all day, and the Dutch court sided with the employee. In all of this, there remains opportunity. Despite 40% of companies wanting to implement 15 workplace technologies by 2025, 17% do not have any currently. Many businesses are evaluating how technology can support employees in the office, but implementation challenges remain, according to a JLL survey released Tuesday. Why do we care? I quipped yesterday that those CEOs who think we'll be back in the office fully by 2025 are delusional. Here's why. Let's take workers who are generally happy and make them less so, and an environment where we're bringing both adults with disabilities and those with childcare concerns back into the workforce. That in an environment where they can't even agree with their managers about the skills they need. Maybe, just maybe, focus on being a better manager than worrying so much about that. Two other points to note. First, with remote work being as flexible as it is, you better know where your employees are. A company in Florida loses the case in a Dutch court. You know how they could have avoided that? Less micromanagement. Think about it. If they had simply trusted the employee to work and measured based on results, there's no case. Second point. The use of technology to manage work remains an open area. Think more building workflow processes and a lot less monitoring software. Technology providers will go very far there. The four-day work week continues to get coverage. Starting last week, 28 more companies in the U.S. and Canada will begin a six-month pilot of shortened work weeks in partnership with nonprofit group 4-Day Week Global. Not all companies are putting in place a 32-hour week. While most people in the pilot are working 80% of their previous hours for the same pay, some companies are reducing hours less aggressively with half-day Fridays or 4 slightly longer days, according to 4-Day Week Global. This after successful pilots in the UK, testing in Japan and Spain, and noting that not all industries can pull this one off. Why do we care? I'm still fascinated by this space, and I love areas of chaos like this for the opportunity to explore new benefits. Today, however, I wanted to point out 4-Day Week Global as an organization to take note of. If you're considering this, there's a resource to consult. But take it from me, take it from specialists. This November, Miami will be the safest place on the internet. MSPs are returning to Miami Beach for the Acronis CyberFit Summit. Not only will you hear former FBI Director Louis Free, you'll also witness the latest advancements in cyber protection, DLP, EDR, advanced management, and so much more. There's even a track dedicated to MSP marketing and business growth. The entire event will be capped off with an inspirational message from Irvin Magic Johnson, live and in person. You don't want to miss it. And I'll also be there too, covering the event, and I look forward to talking to you. Get all the details and register now at acronis.events. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today is International Day for Failure, which actually I think is a positive thing because you learn from those mistakes. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.